2 Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. It is Tuesday, already the midway point of the month of August. And weather going to change a little bit here. We do have some scattered showers and a bit of a cool front, mildly less warm front moving in, cooling things off a little bit. We have low temperatures in the mid to upper 70s over the next couple of days. So we'll get details on that over the course of the next hour with Gracie and also meteorologist Joseph Neubauer. We do start this hour with our top three stories, and starting with the latest in Hawaii, where really for the first time publicly hearing from President Biden on the situation, saying that Hawaii will have everything it needs to recover from the devastating wildfires.
I immediately approved the governor's request for expedited major disaster declaration. That's a fancy word of saying whatever you need, you're going to get.
And Biden says he plans to visit Hawaii as soon as he can without getting in the way of search and rescue efforts. At least 500 federal personnel are deployed to Maui. FEMA search and rescue teams are on the ground. The death toll up to 99 after the wildfires broke out last week.
Also, former President Trump is facing criminal conspiracy charges related to his alleged efforts to overturn the Georgia's 2020 election results. So Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis says that Trump has until noon Eastern time next Friday to voluntarily surrender after he was indicted. The 97-page indictment includes 41 felony counts. 18 other people have also been charged in this case, including Trump's former lawyer Rudy Giuliani and former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Willis notes that she'll seek the trial date within 6 months.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday, and there was a reporter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that said that the grand jury only meets 2 days a week, Monday, Tuesday. So if they do decide to indict, the DA would want to move forward as quickly as possible. So I was a little surprised that it didn't happen today and that it happened late last night when the announcement was made. So that surprised me a little bit. Finally here, top three story and a local one at that. So the tragedy involving the Home Depot shooting from last Friday, 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims, a mother of a 2-year-old girl, the baby's father, Keith Aggie, the 20-year-old suspect of fatally shooting her inside the Home Depot, his mother being charged as a, I don't know if accessory is the right word, but certainly allegedly trying to help coordinate it. And Sheriff Chip Simmons says that Sheila not only worked with the victim, but drove her to work last Friday. And here's Sheriff Simmons with Channel 3 last hour.
As tragic as this is, and doubly tragic, because now you have a child's mother that's killed, you have the child's father that's in jail, and now you have the child's grandmother that's involved, and now she's in jail.
And last night there was a balloon release vigil over in Alabama, and Sheila was present at that. Channel 3 cameras caught her there. And, of course, some of the text messages revealing that, she wanted the text messages deleted that she was exchanging with her son because she didn't want to get caught and to avoid any sort of suspicion that she may have been involved. She has to show up. She can't not show up, especially when she's the grandmother of the child. But just a tragic situation, story. You certainly feel for the child, the life that child now lives for the rest of his or her life there. Those are our top three stories today. 5:15, Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, roads are looking pretty good right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We do have some slow-moving traffic going in and out of Mobile on I-10, though. That's going to be over Mobile Bay. If you see anything else on the roads, just give a call over to the traffic line, 850-262-6111, with your details. Also, for weather, we do have some rain coming throughout our area. So right now, we're looking pretty good, but we do have some scattered storms throughout our area. That's going to be over Escambia Bay, just north of I-10 on Garcon Point. And then we do have some heavy rain going throughout Mobile, Saraland, Bay Minette right now. So that might be the cause of that traffic on I-10. So that's going to be making its way into our area shortly here. We do have some rain throughout the rest of the night. And then tomorrow, our high is 92. Tonight's low is 76. It's 97 in our area with the heat index at 109. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Taking a look at some more local headlines, the state attorney's office confirming today that two of the three juveniles that are allegedly involved in the anti-Semitic vandalism cases in Pensacola will be tried as adults. They are 17-year-old Waylon Fowler and 16-year-old Nicholas Ferry. They'll be joined in adult court by 18-year-old Kessler Ferry. The fourth suspect, 15-year-old Wyatt Fowler, will remain in juvenile court. Today on board NAS Pensacola, Senator Rick Scott holding court with local leaders, both from the political realm and law enforcement. And among the many topics they discussed as part of the Keeping Our Kids Safe tour was social media and how toxic it can be.
We're just learning AI. We shouldn't be putting AI on our social media sites without parental consent and without the ability to get rid of it if you want to without costing any money.
And Scott also says he wants a study done on the impact social media has on kids. And he says kids' data needs to be secure and not allowed to be used unless parents sign off on that. A couple of updates from the city of Pensacola. There are improvements happening still at the International Airport. Earlier this year, one of the two escalators was replaced. It was the downward trajectory escalator. Mayor Reeve says now it's time to get the upward one.
What's going to happen is we're replacing the up escalator, but we're turning the now new down escalator up. So we are not going to make people lug their bags up. We're going to have the inconvenience going downward.
So he says that will be done by Thanksgiving. The other update from the city, a annual resident satisfaction survey is now live. The city is looking for feedback from city residents only on the current city services as well as amenities that you'd like to see more of.
During some of the recycling conversation that we've asked that question on this survey about whether you'd be willing to pay for recycling at the curb for a fee. That's just one example. We've tried to really modernize this survey moving forward so that when we get the answers back, there's something that we feel like we've got actionable data.
So the survey now live. It's available at uwf.edu/HaasResidentSurvey. That's HAAS. You can also call 850-496-2666. Deadline is Friday, September 15th. And finally, just across the state line in Alabama, it's gator season. And starting the season off, one area hunter was able to catch a massive one in Mobile Bay.
Alabama wildlife officials say the gator weighed in at 524 pounds. It was 12 feet 9 inches long. So far, it's the biggest gator of the season in Alabama. Hunter Taylor Douglas reportedly said it put up a struggle for about an hour. Game wardens were apparently on a boat nearby and watched the whole thing. The gator was caught just south of I-10 in the bay in the coastal management zone. The season runs through sunrise on Sunday. Florida's alligator hunting season also starts today, runs through November 1st. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
How in the world does a gator get to be 524 pounds?
I don't know. That sounds like a dinosaur.
Yeah, exactly. 520. It's Nessie. That's the Loch Ness Monster. There's a 520-pound alligator in the Lake Ness or whatever it's called.
I knew they were real.
Yep. 520. We'll take a break. We've got our state headlines still to come on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you feeling strong? Isaiah 40:29 indicates that God only gives strength to those that know they're weak. Muhammad Ali, the famous boxing champion, was about to fly on a commercial airplane when the stewardess asked all the passengers to be seated and buckle their seatbelts. Ali said to the stewardess, "Don't you know who I am?" He went on to say, "I'm Superman, and Superman doesn't need a seatbelt." The stewardess replied, "Well, Superman doesn't need a plane either. Now sit down and buckle up." The application for you and me is that we're not as strong as we think we are. I encourage you to recognize your weakness and call upon God humbly to ask Him for a fresh dose of His lasting strength.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Going to get a really quick look at your roads, and we're going to get an update on our weather from Joseph Neubauer in just a bit. But we're looking pretty good right now. I-10, I-110, not causing any major slowdowns. We do have some rain going throughout Mobile right now, so over Mobile Bay on I-10, we do have slowdowns in both directions. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. And if you do see something out of the ordinary, always feel free to call the traffic line at 850-262-6111. With your traffic details. For weather, we are going to get a really quick update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
A little bit cooler, much drier on Wednesday and Thursday as a weak front moves through the area. We'll have highs only in the low to mid 90s, but the difference maker will be heat index values much lower than the last couple of days. Maybe feels like temperatures staying out of the triple digits for a change for Wednesday and Thursday. And rain chances much lower as well. Low temperatures in the low to mid 70s, a little bit cooler the next couple of mornings. Heat returns by Friday. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. We do have some heavy rain going throughout Mobile right now, so that is going to be making its way into the rest of our area in just a little bit. And it is 97 in our area with the heat index at 109. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, looking at some state headlines. So getting an update today from the National Hurricane Center on a couple of disturbances out in the Atlantic Basin, the first of which, a tropical wave, is producing disorganized showers and thunderstorms a few hundred miles west-southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands. But forecasters now are giving it just a 10% chance of developing over the next 7 days. A second wave expected to move off the coast of Africa is being given a 30% chance of developing, but forecasters say environmental conditions are expected to be unfavorable for development by early next week.
Also, Governor Ron DeSantis apparently wants peace with Disney. DeSantis told CNBC yesterday that he's willing to talk to Disney's CEO, Bob Iger. Disney is suing the state, and DeSantis says that the company should drop the suit because it's going to lose. He also says that there's no one that's made Disney more money recently than Ron DeSantis because he's allowed Disney parks to stay open during the pandemic.
Well, Florida drivers paying more at the pump compared to just 24 hours ago. The AAA says state average currently $3.79. That's 6 cents higher than yesterday, nearly 40 cents higher than a month ago. And AAA says that the future of fuel costs remains unclear as hurricane season nears its peak.
Also, in Hillsborough County, an elderly man with dementia is safe thanks to the sheriff deputies.
Keep going. Probably about 10 feet into that taller grass in front of me is a body laying down. All right, first, and right there on your right-hand side. You got him, sir?
Hey, Duchan.
Hey, John. How are you? What's going on? You okay?
Yeah.
All right. You fall? Are you injured?
Yeah.
You good?
You okay?
You just need help getting up?
So the sheriff's office released helicopter and body cam footage from the rescue. The Angel Senior Living Facility in Tampa reported that the 80-year-old was missing around 3 o'clock this morning. 30 minutes later, the man was found discovered lying in a marsh.
The legal battle over online sports betting in Florida is resurfacing. West Flagler Associates, who owns two gaming companies in the state, filed for a rehearing with a Washington appeals court yesterday. That in response to a previous decision that gave the Seminole Tribe full control of the sports gambling industry in the Sunshine State. Attorney Daniel Wallach, who specializes in gaming law, says that if the court strikes down the request, the company could bring the issue to the Supreme Court.
Also, Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago property manager is pleading not guilty to multiple charges related to the former president's alleged mishandling of classified documents. Carlos de Oliveira today through an attorney requested a trial by jury, and authorities say that the discovery phase should start in the coming weeks. Former President Trump has already arraigned the case and pleaded not guilty.
Yeah, and so de Oliveira pleads not guilty today. Trump already has. Also, Walt Nauta, the other co-defendant, was pleading not guilty as well to the charges. So now we have a former president who is now facing indictments in four separate cases. Most recently, late last night, when the grand jury handed down the indictments against Trump. Also, Rudy Giuliani, former Trump lawyer there, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. So that is going to be coming here by the end of next week. The DA giving Trump until noon Eastern next Friday to voluntarily surrender. So a lot going on there with Trump's lawyers. Imagine the billables that they're piling up. 5:30 right now. Fox News Update is followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
News, I'm Rich Dennison.
Former President Trump and 18 allies are now facing charges in Atlanta as prosecutors say they tried to overturn the 2020 presidential elections in Georgia.
The 19 defendants face 41 felony charges. Trump himself is facing 13 new charges, from racketeering to multiple conspiracy charges and others.
Fox's Grady Trimble. Carlos de Oliveira, the property manager at former President Trump's Florida estate, pleading not guilty today to charges he helped conceal classified documents at Mar-a-Lago.
De Oliveira was added to a superseding indictment in the case, which already accused the former president and his aide, Walt Nauta.
Fox's Evan Brown. Trump and Nauta have already entered not guilty pleas to the federal charges in Florida. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Sentiment among the nation's home builders had been on a roll the first half of the year, with six consecutive monthly gains February through July, but that streak has come to a sudden halt here in August. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index has skidded 6 points to 50, the first monthly decline since January, and the lowest level since May. Anything over 50 is considered positive. The culprits for this month's slide: rising mortgage rates and high construction costs. A mini three-day win streak by the Dow Industrials ended with a thud today. The blue chip index tumbled 361 points, or 1%, to close below the 35,000 level for the first time since July 18th. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite fell more than 1% also. She's done a couple of them before, and Shania Twain has announced a third Las Vegas residency. The country music icon will kick off a new Vegas residency. Shania Twain, come on over May 10th at the Back Theater at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Jets fans, for the first time in a long time, can dream big. Gangrene has a Hall of Fame QB in Aaron Rodgers, two good running backs in Dalvin Cook and Breece Hall, the reigning offensive and defensive rookies of the year in Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner, plus an elite defense. The biggest question on the field for the Jets is, will their offensive line be good enough? And the answer to that question will determine how high the Jets will fly this season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail, the ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way, offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great Tuesday afternoon. Well, Tuesday nights means one thing on Pensacola Beach. That's bands on the beach thanks to Santa Rosa Island Authority. This Tuesday, it's going to be Class X. At 7 o'clock, they're going to hit the Gulfside Pavilion with some live music. Hopefully, the rain will hold off and not delay that or cancel that. But if it does happen, we'll obviously give you the updates right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather before we get to some more headlines. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel Parkway, Lillian Highway all looking good, and Highway 90 in Milton and Pace, no major slowdowns. If you do see something else on the roads causing some delays, just give a call over to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. For weather, we do have some heavy rain going throughout Mobile right now. This is going to be right along I-10, Mobile, Sarah Land, Bay Minette, all getting some heavy rain currently. Going to be making its way into the rest of our area. We do have some scattered storms throughout Century, Atmore, Flemington, that is currently going through. So just keep that in mind. We're going to be seeing some rain all throughout this evening here. That's going to kind of cool things down just a little bit tomorrow. I wouldn't say it's a cold front, but there's not a heat advisory, and it's a little bit better than usual, so we'll take it. Tomorrow's high is going to be 92. We have a low of 76 tonight with 70% chance of rain. It's 97 in our area with a heat index at 109. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, thank you very much. Again, the text line always open, 850-437-1620. Taking a look at some national headlines, and this story actually breaking here within the last half hour or so. North Korea speaking publicly for the first time regarding U.S. Army Private Travis King. A statement from the government-controlled Korean Central News Agency claims that King had expressed, quote, willingness to seek refuge in North Korea or a third country. The statement goes on to say that King confessed to entering North Korea as he, quote, harbored ill feeling against inhuman maltreatment and racial discrimination within the U.S. Army. So that from the North Koreans. So we will see how the Defense Department chooses to respond.
Also out of Denver, body cam video from Denver Police Department shows a man holding a marker when the police officer shot and killed him. The video shows Brandon Cole holding a marker up to his chest and rushing at the officer. Police Chief Ron Thomas says that the shooting is a tragedy, but stressed that the officer was forced to react as Cole quickly closed the distance between them.
Also, another controversial immigrant relief center is set to open this week in New York City. The shelter site is on state-owned land on a parking lot and can serve up to 1,000 single adult men seeking asylum.
This city is supposed to be displaying what the God-like spirit is. And it doesn't mean stating that we don't want those people.
And Mayor Eric Adams there. Hundreds of residents in the area came out to protest the shelter over the weekend. The Big Apple is projected to spend about $12 billion over the next 3 years to house migrants.
Also, a Texas woman is awarded over $1 billion in a lawsuit after her ex-boyfriend stalked her and posted explicit photos of her online. They were taken after Marquise Jackson hacked a camera system at her mother's home. The victim's attorney says that while she'll never see all the cash, the verdict sends a message to other scorned lovers.
A 25-year-old nursing student who's accused of faking her own kidnapping is due in court this fall, October 11th. The first scheduled court date for Carly Russell, a chance now for her attorney and prosecutors to deal with any preliminary issues before the trial starts. Cameras, by the way, will not be allowed inside the courtroom.
Also, on the first day of the new legislative session in California, Governor Gavin Newsom is making good on his promise to introduce a U.S. constitutional amendment on gun safety. The Right to Safety Amendment will raise the minimum age to buy a gun from 18 to 21, mandate universal background checks, and waiting periods for all gun purchases. So the bill would also ban assault rifles for civilians.
President Biden will host the Prime Minister of Japan and President of South Korea at Camp David on Friday.
This summit comes at a moment when our region and the world are being tested by geopolitical competition, by a climate crisis, by Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine, by nuclear provocations.
As Secretary of State Antony Blinken called it a new era in trilateral cooperation between the nations, he said the leaders will discuss a shared vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
Also, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that the efforts to bring Americans detained in Iran are not linked to nuclear talks. The Biden administration announced last week that five Americans imprisoned in Iran were released and placed on house arrest as part of negotiations towards their eventual release.
541 here in News Radio 92.3. Taking a quick look at some sports headlines right now. Major League Baseball, no games in progress, or a few just about to get underway, but no early games. The Marlins hosting the Astros, first pitch happening right now. A little bit later on, TBS has the call for the Braves and the Yankees, first pitch 6:20. And later on, 8:45 start time for the Rays. They're out west taking on the San Francisco Giants. NFL news, the Indianapolis Colts are going with the rookie quarterback Anthony Richardson, announced as the starting quarterback today. He was the fourth overall pick. He played just 13 games at the University of Florida. He joins Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud as rookie first-round signal callers. The family, featured in the Oscar-winning film The Blind Side, responding to allegations made by former NFL player Michael Orr yesterday. Of course, we talked about this at great length yesterday. Filing a petition in Tennessee claiming that Sean and Leanne Tui never adopted him and instead tricked into signing a document that made them his conservators. Sean Tui, in an interview with the Daily Memphian, did not dispute the fact that there was a conservatorship, but he says that it was the only option for the family because they could not legally adopt Orr since he was already over the age of 18. So he confirmed the conservatorship but denied the fact that it was the allegation, that it was not above board. He said that this was very clearly outlined and that Michael Orr's birth mother was involved in the process. He says also that the family did not profit much off of Michael's story. He says that each family member, including Michael, received $14,000 as part of the movie deal. I saw actually... this is ridiculous. You know, we talked yesterday, like, hey, is the movie ruined, right? And TMZ put out a poll today that said, should Sandra Bullock have to give back her Oscar because
what?
Of this? I'm like, what? No, what does that have to do with? No.
She didn't do anything.
Yeah. It's funny because we were talking about this yesterday. It's like, when I think the Tui family as it relates to Michael Orr, I don't think of the actual Tui family. I think of Sandra Bullock and Tug McGraw, or Tim.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw, right? Yeah.
Tug
was his dad. So Sandra Bullock was Michael Orr's mother. So, yeah, she should give up the Oscar. No, of course
she
not.
She did it.
That's
it's
right.
Sandra's fault. Oh, gosh. Well, in some pop culture news while we're talking about movies, retail numbers are up. They rose by 0.7% in July and marking the biggest increase in 6 months. The numbers put out by a federal government beat the expectations by 0.3%, boosted purchases happened on Amazon Prime Day.
Yeah, so next month, a big month for me, of course. We've got football season in full swing and the annual fall Apple event. But this year, actually, I may actually be more excited about the watch than I am the phone. And that's because Apple is poised to unveil a major upgrade to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the smartwatch. The new device, dubbed Watch X, will include a way for users to monitor blood pressure. It also features a thinner case and a micro LED display. Apple Watch X could be released as early as next year. 5:45 now, traffic and weather together.
We're going to get a quick update on the roads and then an update from Joseph Neubauer, what's going on with weather this week. But I-10, I-110 looking pretty good. We're not seeing any major delays throughout our area. We do have some severe weather going throughout Mobile right now that is slowing things down over Mobile Bay on I-10 in both directions. But other than that, we're looking good. And if you do see anything on the road slowing you down, anything out of the ordinary, give a call over to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, Joseph Neubauer is going to give us the rundown for the week.
A little bit cooler, much drier on Wednesday and Thursday as a weak front moves through the area. We'll have highs only in the low to mid 90s, but the difference maker will be heat index values much lower than the last couple of days. Maybe feels like temperatures staying out of the triple digits for a change for Wednesday and Thursday. And rain chances much lower as well. Low temperatures in the low to mid 70s, a little bit cooler the next couple of mornings. Heat returns by Friday. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. So taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we do have some heavy rain going throughout Mobile, Daphne, Babinette. Going to be making its way towards our area shortly here. So just keep that in mind. We have some heavy rain also throughout Century, Bruton. So expect some rain this evening. It is 97 in our area with the heat index still at 109. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In some more health, business, and science notes, home builder sentiment has slipped as mortgage rates rise. So Wells Fargo Housing Market Index fell 6 points in August as the mortgage rates approached 7%. Builders say the high construction costs and lack of buildable lots have also put a chill on the sentiment.
The Hawaiian Electric Company facing its first lawsuits in connection with the deadly wildfires. The lawsuits accuse the utility of negligence and say it should be held responsible for the growing toll of death and destruction. HECO is accused of failing to properly inspect power poles, not de-energizing power lines during extreme fire weather, and not properly warning residents and business owners once issues started last week.
Also, YouTube is updating their medical misinformation guidelines. It is removing content that the company says promotes harmful or ineffective cancer treatments, and it discourages viewers from getting professional medical help. So the policy goes into effect today, and YouTube plans to promote cancer-related content from authoritative sources like Mayo Clinic.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Lionel Richie apologizing for canceling his sold-out show at Madison Square Garden over the weekend. It was not the fact that people were not upset by the fact that it was canceled. It was when it was canceled. The singer rescheduled the show from Saturday to last night and told the crowd he couldn't fly in because of poor weather.
I tried to bribe the pilot. And the pilot said, I do want to see my wife tomorrow.
So that was from last night's concert. Richie kept 20,000 fans waiting for an hour before the show was canceled.
Yeah, that does stink, though.
I mean, I have no problem if you're canceling the show, you know, with plenty of advanced warnings. Now, I mean, obviously feel bad, you know, if people are coming from out of town, they have, you know, flights and hotels and all that. Although I would imagine there is some sort of disclaimer on tickets or like when you buy the tickets, just like there would be for a sporting event. Like if I go to a baseball game, there's something on the back of the ticket that says, hey, you could have a bat or a baseball fly into the stands while you're here.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that there's something like that for concert tickets. You could tell me if I'm wrong on that.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but I would guess yes, too. Speaking of concerts, country superstar Luke Combs heading out on a stadium tour next year. So the trek is going to see Combs perform two shows in most cities, usually a Friday night, Saturday night kind of deal. Growing Up and Getting Old tour kicks off on April 12th in Milwaukee. Fans can register for a Ticketmaster verified fan presale through Saturday with tickets going on sale next week. I misspoke last hour.
Okay.
He's not coming to Tampa, but he's coming to Jacksonville.
Okay.
So even closer.
Yeah, definitely. Finally, metal detectorists in Wales stumbled around 2,000-year-old gold coins. That's the first Iron Age gold coins discovered in the country. The 15 coins were found on the Welsh island on Anglesley and have been declared a treasure. The coins believed to have been struck sometime between 60 and 20 BC. Pretty crazy there. 5:50, we'll take a break. We've got our wacky and weird headlines and good news still to come. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwaters on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
The Dell Technologies Back to School event is on, with deals on top tech for class, hobbies, and more. Now, when you buy, you support a cause. With every eligible purchase, Dell will donate to UNICEF in support of GIGA, a UNICEF ITU global initiative to connect schools across the globe to the internet. Accidental damage protection included. Get rare deals on select laptops and desktops powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Save now at Dell.com/deals. UNICEF does not endorse any company, brand, product, or service.
To me, the most important thing about being in the human race isn't winning. It's participating, living life to the fullest, emphasis on living. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Untreated hearing loss affects our mobility. It increases the risk of falls by 50%. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
My best friend and I do everything together. We buy the same clothes, watch the same movies, and eat the same foods. But that doesn't mean our financial goals are the same. Choosing an investment that's right for you and your goals is a personal decision. Florida's Office of Financial Regulation has resources and information to help you get started in making the best decision for you. Visit FLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
No, you don't have to wear your best fake smile. Don't have to stand there and burn inside. Oh, 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 if you don't like it.
Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3, happy Tuesday. Thanks so much for making us a part of your afternoon each and every day. Text line always open as well. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Looking at some wacky and weird headlines here right before we get to traffic and weather. So I don't know what it is about this particular tourism season, but we really need to stop doing stupid stuff at historic sites.
Yeah.
So we've had now, I think, three instances of vandalism at the Roman Colosseum. I just saw on TikTok the other day a female tourist kind of walking across the Trevi Fountain in Rome to fill up her water bottle at one of the spigots there. And now we have this at the Eiffel Tower in Paris, where the operator says two drunk Americans were found sleeping in the monument before it opened. Officials say guards discovered the pair as they made their rounds before it opened at 9 a.m. Prosecutors said the tourist appeared to have gotten stuck because of how drunk they were.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, that's not as bad as, like, scratching your name into the irons of the Eiffel Tower, although
yeah.
I dare say people over the years have tried to do that.
Yeah, so at least, but still, come on, just stop acting up.
That's right.
We're going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some more wacky and weird stories, including how are you supposed to act on an airplane? I-10, I-110 looking pretty good right now. We do have some slowdowns throughout Mobile on I-10. That's going to be over Mobile Bay in both directions. We do have some rain going throughout that area, some heavy rain. We're looking good throughout Pensacola, though. The Three Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge not showing any major delays, and Highway 90 in Milton and Pace also looking good. So taking a look at the weather, we do have, again, some severe thunderstorms going throughout the Mobile area. Daphne, Babinette, getting it right now. And then we most likely are going to see that later this later this evening. Atmore and Century also have a cell of some thunderstorms going over them. If you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to call the traffic line. It is 97 in Pensacola, 97 in Milton, 96 in Gulf Breeze, heat index at 101. And this traffic and weather report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. So in some wacky and weird stories, a viral video is bringing up a debate about airplane etiquette on a woman on a flight to Paris to LA used both her hands fully extended to stop a person in front of her from reclining the seat. So let's so I don't think, yeah.
Respect the person behind you. Respect the person behind you.
So that was respect the person behind you. She kept saying over and over and over again. So I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. Who was in the right here? Was it the person in front who was trying to recline the seat or the person in the back?
Although it kind of stinks to get that, you know, that little or that less space, it's there for a reason. You know, I personally don't recline my seat because I don't like to do it. And I like am, you know, non-problematic, especially in like public. But I also am non-problematic where I'm not going to stop them and say, respect me. And
yeah.
Hit their seat and stuff. So
now,
I don't know.
As a almost 6'2 person, on the one hand, I understand that there are, you know, I'm taller, so, you know, I try as best as I can when I have the opportunity and it doesn't cost too much to get seats that have a little bit of extra leg room, but it isn't always the case. And especially on planes where it's like a short distance, like if I'm flying from Pensacola to Atlanta, mm-hmm. you know, it's one of those smaller jets, you know, the leg room is not much at all. So if somebody, and I have done this, if somebody in front of me is trying on those types of flights, I will lift up my legs and block them from doing that. I have done that, and I make no apology about that. I would not go to the lengths that this person did, although maybe I am. I mean, verbally, I'm not saying yeah. anything, but my legs are saying, nope, not today. Not happening. Not happening
oh
on this
gosh,
flight.
That's funny.
So, but on the international ones, I mean, look, you just, if you're going to be on a flight that long,
yeah,
you got to kind of take it upon yourself to find the best situation for you, whether that's paying up for, you know, first class or just seats that have more leg room and an aisle seat.
Yeah.
What you did was you got the exit row, right?
Yeah.
So that had a nice bit of leg room there. And usually the airplanes try to be accommodating of things like that. But no, I applaud the effort of the lady with the full extension on the hands, keeping the seat up. So yeah, I'm with her on that. 5:58 right now. We will have much more to come in hour number 3. We have the Channel 3 News update at 6 coming up, and we're back in 12 minutes for another rundown of everything happening in your world today. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.